This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. lawmakers are formally accusing President Donald Trump of misconduct and obstruction based on what they say is a months-long effort by the president to use the powers of his office to solicit foreign interference on his behalf in the 2020 presidential election. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
This is the result of a president who believes that he is beyond indictment, beyond impeachment, beyond any form of accountability, and indeed above the law. And that is a very dangerous thing for this country, to have an unethical president who believes they are above the law.
AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The 300-page report accuses President Trump of misusing the power of his office through wrongdoing toward Ukraine, saying he put his own personal political interest above the national interest, jeopardizing the election process and national security. It also argues he then obstructed Congress's investigation. The findings will serve as the foundation for a debate on removing the president from office. In London for a NATO summit, he's again calling the entire process a hoax. The White House says it was a one-sided sham process and that the report reads like the ramblings of a basement blogger trying to prove something when there is no evidence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Differences between U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron were on full display during a joint appearance in London at the NATO summit.
This is why he's a great politician, because that was one of the greatest non-answers I've ever heard, and that's okay.
Because sometimes you can have some temptation from the U.S. side, I don't say about President Trump, but could be the press, to say this is European responsibility. I'm sorry to say that.
The two leaders clashed on a number of issues, including burden sharing within NATO, terrorism, Turkey's invasion in northern Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday he would